Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. It's Joe Corbless, and welcome to What Women Entrepreneurs Radio Show. And this is our return. We've taken a little hiatus. I'd like to introduce you to my new and permanent co-host, Stephanie Ellen Alameda. Stephanie, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody. It's great to be back, finally.
Yes, yes, yes. We're surviving this winter as best we can here in New York, and, you know, we're ready to go. We got a lot of new and exciting things. So, Stephanie, why don't you refresh people's memory and tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're up to these days, and then I have some questions for you.
Wonderful. Well, I am a young woman entrepreneur. I do so many things from real estate to fashion to, I mean, any business, really. I do everything. I love it. I'm still learning a lot, and there's still a lot to learn, and that's why the beautiful women that I get to meet here are so helpful. But Fashion Week is coming up, and that's amazing, and I can't wait to be there. I'm going to be interviewing some designers, and that'll be fun, and we'll see where it goes from there.
That's cool. So tell us a little about that. You were telling me the other day that you're going to be part of doing some interviews for who now?
This is just for Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week, and it's, you know, the whole week where the Lincoln Center kind of shuts down and has all the big designers come and show their spring collections, their winter collections. So I'm going, and I'm working with Columbia Records, so that's going to be fun. And we are just, you know, I think we have a few interviews set up with the first five designers of the week and then the last five designers, so that's going to be fun. And then, you know, here and there you always get someone who's looking for someone to do an interview, so we just hang around and kind of see what's needed and do that as it's needed.
Well, that's great. And just in line with the Fashion Week that's coming up here, we are here in Westchester County, and this Thursday I am presenting an event that includes music, and it also includes fashion, and it's on a Valentine's mixer theme. It's going to be at Copperface Jack's, which is in White Plains, and we do have a local designer, Laura, from Laura's Boutique, which is in Putnam County, and Stephanie is going to be one of our fabulous models as well.
Fabulous. I really can't wait. It seems like it's going to be a lot of fun. The people we got to meet this week were great to work with. Everybody seems like they're really coming together to throw a great event.
Yeah, I mean, we had a nice rehearsal. It was a lot of fun. It's a really interesting mix of people coming from, you know, all over for this event, and we've gotten good support, and so we thank our sponsors and the bar itself. We have a nice stage. The women have a private room. We're going to have some great musical performers, Daria, her name is, and also Esty. Both of them are, you know, world travelers in the music industry, and it's going to be a really cool show and event.
It actually is, and you can get it on Facebook if you just log in and go to our What Women Entrepreneurs Want Facebook page. All the event details are there, addresses, performers, people attending, so check that out. That's going to be wonderful.
Absolutely, and no doubt about it. So let's talk about a few other things here before we bring on our guests and introduce her in a few minutes. But we also, when we reformulated here and started to kick things off with this show, there's a number of things that are going to be coming up. But let's start with what we have that's out there right this minute, and that's our new website. So tell everybody, Stephanie, the address, and a little bit about what's there and what's also to come.
Absolutely, Joe. So the website, you can get there by going to www.neverstoplivingbig.webs.com. You can also find this website on our Facebook page. The website features a lot of different things. We have our events, you know, our Women of the Month are all featured on there. We also include a lot of tips and tricks that are usually updated weekly to help women entrepreneurs out there listening to what other entrepreneurs have to say. There's a lot of videos. There's a lot of different material you can get. It's just great for reference. Also, you can see all the different women that work with us and are part of this group. and all of our events, too. There's a really nice photo gallery and also how to contact us. So that's good. You can also learn how to be a sponsor for our events, which is a really great opportunity for women to get their products and services out there, to be able to come to these events and, you know, get to speak to their target audience. And I think that's priceless. It's a really great
that's
website,
awesome.
And it just started running. Yeah, so that's going to be great.
Yeah, I know. It's really great. And what I do want to add is that for all the women who will eventually hear this, whether they're listening live or they're listening to the archive show, I'd like your support here. It's an opportunity for some testimonials and also to get your feedback and input on this, because this site will be very flexible. And, you know, the group was called What Women Entrepreneurs Want for a reason, because we do listen and we do care. And it's you who will be the one driving what we do. So please support us by starting with giving us your feedback and input on those types of things.
Absolutely. I really love that. I think that, you know, being able to hear what real women have to say about this group is amazing. Just what I've heard, you know, from people who I've spoken to, it's just all good things, all good things. So that's really great.
Well, you know, we have the event that we're doing on Thursday. You know, we have some of those women who have been featured in different ways, either at events or when we were doing the online magazine, which is something that we will pick up soon again as well. You know, they're participating in the event. So there's a lot of crossover besides just the women's group. There's other events. I do both business and social mm-hmm. events. And, it, you know, sometimes applies to the men, sometimes applies more to the entertainment industry. But it's always network-based. You know, a strong mm-hmm. emphasis on building relationships with good quality characters, you know, characters, people. And that's what we always emphasize.
Absolutely. And I think our caller is actually going to be calling in just a few minutes. We're going to be calling Sonia Marie Johnson. She is an inspiration. I actually met her not too long ago, kind of in a business endeavor. And she just has an inspirational story, and she's such a loving and kind person. And I'm really excited to speak with her and see what she has to say.
Yeah. Definitely. You know, we wanted to kick the show off right by bringing on somebody who, you know, kind of represents what we're all about. Although I haven't met her, I'm looking forward to speaking with her and, you know, do cross paths soon and have some mutual beneficial things that we can, you know, promote together. So that's what it's all about. And, you know, so I'm glad to have her on board.
Absolutely.
One thing that we can talk about for a few minutes is that maybe towards late March or early April, we will announce our first of this year event and where it's going to be. We were doing mm-hmm. events monthly for a period of time in both Westchester and Rockland. We did an event in Putnam County, and we also did one in Stamford, Connecticut. So we're looking to continue that, but also, you know, look for some bigger types of events that will be coming into the Manhattan area. And, mm-hmm. you know, they will at times feature, you know, fashion and music as well. And, you know, they could be both business and social. So we're very flexible with that. We want to make sure that everybody is out there and in the best environment for themselves.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, what everyone can agree on here is how important networking really is. And I really, really, really encourage everybody to really try to expand your network, because I think especially in this day and age, you know, the more people you know, the better. And the more people you have to support you, the better. And, you know, all these women, all these people attending these events, they're just, you know, they're there to build their network. They're there to help, really, what it is. And you never know who you're going to meet. You never know who you're going to talk to. And I think that's the best thing about going to these events, is that anything can happen. There's always something to look forward to.
Yep. You know, there's networking is really funny. I got a call from somebody today about something that could be a major, major project, and I haven't spoken to this gentleman in 3 years. But we had a good rapport business-wise, and we were in a networking group together. So, you know, it's always good to try and stay in contact with people. I know it's not easy because people often work other jobs besides their private businesses, but it is all about networking. And networking is, you know, great in person, but it can be done online and it can be done on phone by just staying in touch with people. So simple things sometimes people overlook, but it's really important to do that because there's great value in having, you know, staying in contact with people.
Absolutely. I actually think Sonia's on. Is she on your
queue?
Yeah,
she is. So I'm going
all right,
to bring
her
on and let's say hello. Sonia?
Hi, yes.
Hello,
hi.
Sonia.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Very
well.
So
we're all
here.
Here.
Yeah,
so, Sonia,
I'm so happy to be online with you guys.
Thank you.
No,
for
you're great. The moment I met you.
For coming on. Mm-hmm. And Stephanie spoke so highly of you that when we were doing this relaunch, being our first show of the year here, she said, I have the perfect guest, and I never looked back,
wow.
So I'm happy that we've chatted a little bit prior to this.
Mm-hmm.
And so first thing is just in general, let people know your full name, tell us a little bit about your business and how it came to be, and then, you know, Stephanie and I will have some questions for you.
Sure. Well, my name is Sonia Johnson, Sonia Marie Johnson. I'm trying to use my middle name as well. I am the CEO of a subscription company called Boxing Mommy. It's a subscription company for moms and their children. And pretty much it's a monthly subscription, so we supply like different eco-friendly, organic toys and lotions, books, puzzles, different things like that for the children, and we also include something for mom in each box. You know,
nice.
Sometimes for moms, you know, I'm a mom of three, so I know how hard it can be to go out to a store and you're trying to shop for either yourself or your children with your children. That can be very difficult. And for me, I was normally the attraction. You know, everyone, you know, when you hear the screaming and, oh, mommy, I want this. Mommy, I have to go to the bathroom. Mommy this, mommy that. And, you know, I have three. It was just, it can be a little overwhelming. And, you know, I'm a researcher. I research everything. And, you know, I want to make sure that I have the best that I can possibly have for my children. And I realized that even with me being a researcher and knowing what I want before I get there, a lot of times it wouldn't be there or sold out, or I bought something and it still didn't work or something of that nature. So I wanted to do something, to develop something that can be a help to other moms like me.
Wow.
So that's pretty much how Box Mommy came about, like a live magazine in a box.
That's wonderful.
Try everything out.
How long have you had this business? And I see that you have a lot of followers at this point. So how long ago was it you started? And then, you know, what was the process really of getting your customers?
Well, we started, I started, the idea came about November of 2013. We didn't officially launch until February of 2014. And so it's a little, I guess you could say it's a little over a year old now, or about a year old now. So basically when I started the company, there still isn't too many, but there was not too many subscription companies out. So, and the ones that were out, there was not much information on how to start and what I needed to do to actually develop a good business. So I pretty much just like Google, the web was my best friend. Okay, I barely got any sleep, and I didn't know what a nap was at all. And I still had my children, but I knew that I wanted the business to be successful. I didn't want to do anything that wasn't going to really be a help to other people. So I researched and researched some more, and I kind of like, it's almost like I put a puzzle together. And I pulled from different things, different arenas, different areas, and developed, the Boxing Mommy product, to be honest. And, you know, with as far as getting the attention, I made sure that when anyone contacted the company, they spoke to me. You know, I responded immediately. If they had any questions and they needed help with anything, I made sure that I was available, because I know how sometimes, a lot of times with, like, even with online businesses, sometimes it's really hard to get to people. And, you know, when we were smaller, it was easier to get to me, and it was fine. But now that we've grown so much, it's like now we're on to, like, I guess, project plan B, I guess you could say, of this project to, like, really develop the team, because we, you know, that's what worked for us. You know, when we started out, when I started out, it was responding and making sure that I was available. That's what worked.
Right.
And, you know, they knew that we were a faithful company and we were honest. So that pretty much, you know, one thing led to another mom spoke to another mom, and the community just grew.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool, because you had mentioned a few things that any business should really do is, you know, have good customer service, pay attention to people, because it's all about communications. I know it's difficult at times. I mean, I go through the struggles of having people get back to me when I need an answer. So when somebody picks up the phone for me and they talk to me or respond, I'm so grateful, because it's, I know, you know, everybody has limited time and they want to try and do things right. So I hear you there, and I also hear that you're saying, you know, that once you did this, you started to get word of mouth advertising, which is the best thing that you can ever have. So I'm very happy for you. I'm proud of you. It sounds like the story that hopefully everybody should be able to tell. But it's not easier. It's easier said than done. You have to go and do those things. So,
absolutely.
So for that,
I
really appreciate it. Now, I know, Stephanie, you have a couple questions here. So let's see what you got for Sonia.
Well, you know, Sonia, when I first met you, I was really able to kind of, you know, hear what you had to say about this and really defend your product to the fullest. And I think, you know, you're absolutely inspirational. I love what you do. I'm very, very curious as to how Box Me Mommy, the name, came to you, because, you know, with marketing and everything, you have such a catchy name that I couldn't even imagine wasn't even out there before.
Yeah, honestly, it was initially another name, and that didn't work. And, you know, I had my computer, I pulled out my notepad and the computer, and I just kept putting words out. And I would research each word, and I wanted to know, you know, for me, what words mean a lot to me. So I wanted to make sure that I researched every aspect of the word, and you know, I did like a play of words, to be honest. So, like, I still have my notes now where I put all these different names down and what felt right. And Bossy Mommy is, you know, I feel like that answered everything. Yeah.
Yeah, it really does, and you make a really valid point there. A lot of people have this notion that, you know, these things are just going to come to you. When it's the right thing, it'll just be there. You'll know. And really, it's not. It really takes, you know, just as much work to figure out your name as to figure out your service. And, you know, I commend
exactly.
you on that.
It had to, I had to play it over and over again and say it. And if it didn't, it had to flow. If it didn't flow, just forget it.
That's a really good tactic. I really like that. Good. I also want to know, you know, you have all these women, and I know that you got fabulous word of mouth, which is great. How big a part did your connections and your initial group of people play in your expansion?
Oh, well, see, that's the thing. I didn't have too many people that no one around me knew anything about subscription or online anything. I didn't have IT person. I didn't have friend bloggers or anything of that nature. I honestly did the research that I needed to do. I had to be very smart. I had to be very strategic and look at what and literally pull pieces from different things to make it and to make this product work. And I really didn't have any examples, to be honest. I had to create it, and I knew what the vision was. I knew what the finished product would be. And I just started to I just did a lot of research, pretty much. You know, I didn't have too many people around, to be honest, to say, well, this is, or you can use this as a, no, I didn't. I'm telling you, I truly appreciate Google and the power of research because people don't understand. Like, I have zero IT experience. Zero. Mm-hmm. Well, before this started. And I worked at different companies and I was on Wall Street, but a lot of the stuff that I needed for this company, I didn't have initially. But one thing that I can say is that even if it was hard, I kept moving forward. I knew that where I was, I needed to grow from there. I needed to go from there. So I just kept moving forward. And whatever, I read a lot. Like, if you read a lot and you do a lot of research, believe me, you could be or do anything. And a lot of people think that they have to go to school and get, and I'm not downplaying any degree or any of that, anything like that, because all of that is great. But a lot of times you really need to, a lot of times you can learn a lot just by hands-on training, you know, like hands-on experience. And a lot of it was trial and error for me.
Absolutely.
So
Go ahead, Joe. No, I mean, she just really opens up a whole new box of what it means to be self-sufficient and be an entrepreneur. A lot of people, though networking and having a great network is very, very important, you can't ever downplay the potential
Absolutely.
You have in yourself. Absolutely. And that's just a whole new box. That's wonderful. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's like the place, the in-between place of waiting on someone to do it for you or getting up and doing it yourself. Like,
very well
you can have
very
so
well
much if you just do it. Just keep moving forward.
Yeah,
wow.
And that's what I was going to say. Yeah, I was going to say that I hear you, and you're saying that you did your homework and you found the things that you needed to, and you put it on your own spin to your own company, and you did the work, no one else. And you know what? The truth of the matter is this is how this country was built, small businesses, small entrepreneurs. And, you know, there is some resurgence to that. And, you know, you're a shining example of, you know, what is possible. And you also said a couple things that, you know, you have to do it. That's the biggest problem with people sometimes is that, you know, they have good ideas, but for whatever reason, they lack that vision or motivation to, you know, take it to the next level and do the work. You have to put in the time and you have to do the work. And if
Absolutely.
You do that, you'll eventually succeed no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Wow. So, Sonia, one last question. You know,
sure.
you've put so much work into this baby of yours. What's the best word of advice you could give to other women entrepreneurs?
Oh, my phrase, there's this movie, and honestly right now I can't even think of the name of the movie. Oh, he would tell me. But there's this movie that I love this movie. It's a cartoon. I can't remember it right now. I'm not even going to try to figure it out. But their theme was to keep moving forward. And honestly, Meet the Robinsons, I think it's called. And they, throughout the whole movie, it was keep moving forward. And I think that's the best advice that I can give anybody. It doesn't matter how bad it gets, how low it gets, keep moving forward. Like this, if you get all the way down to the bottom, then start creating a wall. start digging into the wall and dig. Keep digging. You know, you have to keep moving because nobody's going to go after your dream for you. You have to. So that's honestly the best advice I can get. Like, I sat here with three children jumping all over me, and I was able to do it. I was able to do it.
Wow.
So it believe me when I say, if you just say, okay, you're determined, you made up in your mind that this is what you're going to do, do not stop.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Good stuff,
that really is.
So listen, Sonia, before we let you go, because these shows go by pretty quickly, a couple things. One is our group is What Women Entrepreneurs Want, and we do have a Facebook page. So hopefully you can get that out to some of your mommies who can also come and participate as we do live events, or they can participate online. And Stephanie, give everybody our website so that you know, Sonia's followers can take a look and actually contribute.
Definitely. Our website is www.neverstopliving.web.com.
That's awesome. Now, Sonia,
yes.
Do us a favor here before you say goodbye to us. Tell everybody all the ways they can get you. And before you do it, I'll just remind everybody that Sonia will give me this information, and I'll post this on Facebook so people can see this. The show, as soon as we finish at 7 o'clock, it archives. So, you know, your followers can listen at their convenience at any time. So just so you know that. So give us your information that you want and how you can be reached on social media, your phone number, website, whatever you want.
Well, the best way to reach us is either on www.boxmemommy.com or our fan page. Facebook is like the best. So Facebook /BoxMeMommy. And, you know, the community there, we'll definitely embrace everybody that shows up. So that's those are the best ways.
Wonderful, Sonia. It was really great speaking with you.
It was great speaking with you.
Thank you guys so much.
We'll chat again soon as we start doing some live events, and we'll figure out how we can have you as part of this and participate, and we'll get that done.
Great.
So you'll be hearing from us soon, too. So thank you very much.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Your time.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Sonia.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, Sonia.
Oh, she's wonderful.
Stephanie.
She's great.
Yeah, awesome. A lot of good stuff there.
Yeah.
You know, very happy to, you know, get her word out there. But, you know, she embodies what it's all about. You know, do your homework, do your work yourself, you know, make people happy, answer them, get back to them, provide customer service, provide them something that, you know, is good for them. You know, it's a service, more or less, you know, she's has products, you know, for convenience. And it's a great idea, and obviously that's why she's, you know, amassed like 11,000 followers here in about a year. So
good for her. Yeah.
So, Stephanie,
you can also re-listen to these talks on our website. So if you hit our website and hit the link to blog talks, you can re-listen to them right on there. So that's going to be really convenient for everybody.
Yeah, and we'll, in the future, we'll be updating information about the upcoming, you know, shows as well, so that people will know that there are multiple places to look for it. So before we say goodbye, Stephanie, just again, give us the
website,
and then I will give our info too.
Awesome. Our website, again, is www.neverstoplivingbig, that's one word, .web.com.
That's awesome. And you can find us on Facebook at What Women Entrepreneurs Want. You know, we're growing, and we have a lot of things upcoming. So thank you all for listening, and we will see you next Monday and every Monday from now on, Stephanie and myself, 6:30 to 7, and should be some interesting new guests that are going to be joining us in the next couple of weeks as well. So thank you all, and good night. So long, Stephanie.
Night.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Joe. Bye, everyone.